Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. This headline caught my attention.
What happened?
Lightning strike kills 18 people.
Oh, no.
That's a hell of a strike. It's extra points or what?
I don't know why when I read this, it makes me giddy.
Was it the Lightning Rod Club?
I should have read the whole, hold on, the whole headline here.
Okay.
Lightning strike kills 18 selfie takers.
Oh. Well, and now everybody's on board.
I don't know why that changes the whole story.
It does.
But it does.
Yeah. Yes.
And it explains why they got hit. You're holding an electronic device. You're holding it high above your head.
In a lightning storm.
Look at me.
You got to get the right angle.
I would have loved to have seen that photo.
Yeah, the last one would have been great, right?
Exactly. You ever see the movie King Ralph with John Goodman? It starts off the royal family taking a picture in a thunderstorm, and just
act like I have headphones on and you're talking into a mic.
Just as the cameraman is pressing the button, all of a sudden lightning strikes.
Wait! So the royal family—they're
all together. The entire royal
taking a
family,
picture.
Right? The big family photo. And they're outside. They're outdoors.
How many people?
And it's got to be like 50 people. They're all...
Oh, wow.
There's like,
a lot.
There's like rows of people. And then all of a sudden, the guy goes to hit the camera, to click the picture. Just that moment, everybody gets zapped by lightning. Somebody's hair is all up and like... And that's how John Goodman
that's
becomes.
That's how he becomes. Because
everybody else is dead.
So they have to look at... Oh, that's great.
Or like Mar from Home Alone.
Hold on. Can you see if that scene is available on...
It's right at the beginning. Just lightning strike, royal family, King Ralph.
Oh, my God. Ugh. So this has already happened in the movies.
Yeah, so apparently we're reenacting it many years later by taking a selfie.
18 people.
Wow. I mean, one of them had to have clicked.
There's got to be.
There's got to be one picture. Photo.
But there's not a long shot, right, of everyone, unless there's a security camera somewhere?
Possibly. But I'm just thinking one person, probably towards the end of the 18, that had it, upwards, probably caught, at least a couple of folks.
We playing word scramble now?
One person with their hand up, with the camera facing them.
Right, taking a selfie.
And there's a bunch of people behind them. Someone.
Right. So you're thinking at least one of the cameras...
As
multiple people.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, because they all died at the same time.
Right.
It wasn't like, all right, three over here, five over here.
Were they leaning on something?
They're on a watchtower.
Yep.
That'll do it.
Yep.
So tourists apparently like going to this watchtower in India. And there were 27 people on this watchtower in this lightning storm. Lightning hits, 18 of them dead.
There's nine left. That's math.
Ugh. Wow.
That's what they said. Ugh.
Ugh.
Yeah, you figure you're already all the way up there on a watchtower, so you're already, high up, and then you got your hand up with an electronic device. So, yeah.
Zap so over. They had to bring people down the tower.
Oh.
The dead people.
Ah.
Some of them were still alive but died later.
Oh, right. Boy, their cell phones charged up real good, though.
Well, there's the upside that all the phones were fully charged.
I'd be putting light bulbs in their hands. Does this work?
No. They could call Mars.
Right?
Jesus.
Hey, come on. You did something stupid, okay?
Well, that's the deal.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
When you do something stupid, we're allowed to make fun of you.
Lightning storm, watchtower, bad idea.
Right. Selfie, good timing. Yes. Right. God high five, right? That was a good one.
And God said, watch this.
Check this out. 18 people, nothing but selfies. Boom. Yeah, the non-selfie people survived.
You're thinking the nine people who lived weren't taking selfies at the time?
I had their hand down, yes.
Yeah, you're probably right.
They didn't
those
say,
people all have this.
Reach, yeah, because that's
hey,
what you do.
Look,
yay!
Lightning storm, let's lift these lithium batteries into the air.
Right.
Or they were using those really long selfie sticks to get everybody in the picture at once, made of metal.
What is this whole, we got to take it from 3 feet up, too?
I guess, right? You get like part
you look
of your
better.
Body.
Right? Yeah, you
plus,
look skinny.
Plus, you also get part of the scenery behind you.
Yeah.
Have you ever offered to take a picture for somebody? Like, you're out somewhere, and they're like, oh, here, you jump in. I'll take the picture. Yeah. If you just hold it straight on, they yell at you now. They're like, no, don't hold it that way. Hold it up like this over your head. I'm like, find someone else. Leave me alone.
No, just throw their phone right into the water.
Yeah, here you go. Bloop.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right.
Go get it now.
Good luck with that one. Get a foot of a fish in there.
You know who does that? Gil Simmons. Have you seen his, you follow his Instagram?
Yeah, on occasion.
It's not just pictures. He does the videos where he holds the phone up like
with
that
the whole selfie
time.
Stick. Yeah.
Walking down the hallway.
He walks around with the selfie stick everywhere he goes. Then he has to be in motion.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he's moving the selfie stick around. I love him, but I don't love those videos. I don't know why. I see them and they make me mad.
Right.
Like, now where's a lightning storm?
He is a meteorologist.
He would know.
He knows how to avoid him.
Now, if he gets it,
that's bad.
We're going to be like, well, he should have really saw that one coming. Now he's a weatherman.
Didn't meet the forecast, did you? Remember that big chance?
Now he's a Marine and he's a friend.
Right, we love him.
He's a great guy.
And I'm sure he would laugh.
Those videos.
He would laugh, too.
Oh, someone, please tell him.
I get motion sickness because it kind of shakes a little bit. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Good chance of puke.
All right, so 18 people dead in one shot.
God.
Did you find that scene from the movie?
Yes.
3, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
That was the best part of the movie.
Yeah, that does not have great reviews online.
Yeah, no.
No.
It was what it was, yeah.
How many John Goodman movies were
Flintstones?
Great?
No, yeah, that is not good.
The first one wasn't terrible.
Okay. That is not a good review. Wasn't terrible.
Right, okay. It was no King Ralph.
No, I didn't think it was great.
Well, he's in The Big Lebowski.
Great.
Yep. I'm sure the Pixar movies that he's in have high ratings.
Monsters, Inc.
Yep.
Absolutely. Right.
He does great voiceovers.
Right.
I like him, though. I'm always rooting for him in a movie.
Yeah.
He played Babe Ruth in a movie.
Didn't see that. I saw the trailer. I was like,
he was good.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? He's the guy, he squishes the toad.
He's good in that.
He was in Raising Arizona also, one of the two
guys. Great in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is also... it was the Ben Affleck movie that like got him back in. He's got a bit part in that. Argo. He's in Argo.
That's a good movie,
by the
way.
That's a fantastic movie.
I was like 20 years late to that party. Like, I'm not going to watch this stupid movie. And then it's actually very good.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he's the exterminator in Arachnophobia.
Right.
He's the best part of that movie.
Yeah.
That movie is so awful.
I think I saw King Ralph when it was brand new, and I thought it was a good movie.
It wasn't terrible.
Wouldn't think that now.
Yeah.
No.
But back then, it just seemed funny, you know?
But that scene, man, Zeppo.
Hey, AJ, I'm surprised you didn't mention Blues Brothers 2000.
Because I'm not going to.
No, it's bad.
Yeah. You got it right the first time.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't think you say, I'm going to be John Belushi, or I'm going to play that part, you know?
No. But King Ralph, boy.
Yeah.
They look like that.
Lightning freaks me out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm in the house, I'm fine. But if I am outside, I am running.
Yeah. I was having a cigar in the garage during vacation during a lightning storm. Every time one hit by, I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be in here. I thought it was sitting in the Challenger. At least it has rubber tires on it.
Yeah, you have an old Grouch. That thing would go.
1927, right.
It would just become ashes. You're sitting there with your cigar like...
Hey, a skeleton.
Where'd the garage go?
Exactly, in my underwears. Right.
Do you sit out there in your underwears?
No, I'm just saying that's going to blow off.
Oh, your clothes would be...
Exactly.
Right. You'd be all black. Your hair would be up.
Have you seen that video yet of the kid who hit the ball in Texas? On a golf range, and you know, one of those, you know, where you hit the ball.
Oh, yes, it's wild.
The lightning hits the ball.
Mid-air.
The golf ball. Right, in the midair, just boom.
Oh, my God,
it's
amazing. Wild.
Yep.
When did this happen, like last week?
I don't know.
It was
I
think.
Yeah, I saw it on Instagram this past week, but I don't know if it happened that recently.
Well, that kid dove, man.
Oh, my God.
He threw the club and dove. I would, too.
Yeah. He's barely done swinging the club. Like, the ball's already taken off.
Just
he's
went still, here. Oof.
Yeah, like, in his backswing, and it's loud, too. And then you just see everybody like, oh! Like, at the same time, everybody's eyes go wide.
And the thing is, he
that
told
could have been him.
He
it could have been club.
He told his girlfriend right before doing it, you know, film this, because he wanted to film. Watch this. That mean he was going to hit the ball
this.
Really far.
Man.
True words never spoken.
It's God doing a really good shot on
seriously,
that.
Seriously, right? Yeah. Yeah, give him credit. Give him props. Yeah. Yep.
And then did you see?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oops.
It's a good shot, right?
It is. Yes, it is, God.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is, God.
I'm not going to say no.
Not to God.
Do you have that video?
No. Did you see the picture of Madison, Connecticut? There was the rainbow after the big storm Friday, and the lightning bolt is going through it.
Wow.
That was
pretty
cool.
I did see that. Scrolling through somewhere. Probably a drunken stupor. I do remember seeing that.
I remember a couple of things.
It's funny. When you see, like, you know, 1,800 images on Instagram and one, like, opening of the app, you don't remember where anything's from.
Yeah. Yeah, I discovered Grey Goose vodka and blue raspberry punch. Boy, that's good.
Yeah.
Gotta drink it in pint glasses, though.
I'm trying to find that video.
It is amazing.
I don't see. The one that I have doesn't have any audio for some reason.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Maybe the lightning fried it out.
If there's a lightning storm, can you take a shower in your house, or is that dangerous?
I've heard both sides of your argument. Some say, no, you can't.
Would you want to find that out, though?
No.
Like,
no,
that's the
not.
Hardest
of
thing
course
to find
not.
Out, right?
No, you don't want to find
that
out.
That is...
Well, it's embarrassing.
See, well, St. I don't Peter. Know if you live to be embarrassed, right?
That's what I'm saying. St. Peter and you're in
you find out,
towel. Actually?
It says lightning can travel through plumbing, so it's best to avoid all water during a lightning storm.
Wow. So if you have to poop, don't poop?
Don't wash your hands. Don't wash dishes.
Yeah, but you're not touching water when you're pooping. You're just hovering over it. Is that just as dangerous?
I don't know. I want to find out.
Yeah, I would.
Well, you have a lightning rod.
Too
there.
Close.
You have a lightning rod right there.
If you were to get hit by lightning, is that where you want to get hit by lightning?
No, that would hurt. That would leave a mark. Oh, my God. My ass is burnt before after some hot peppers, but boy, that would be a burning ass.
No worse. It would cauterize it and seal it shut.
Well, that would be a problem.
Yes, it would. As you get larger per day.
I found that golf video now with audio. I don't know if there's any swearing, so I'll just be ready on the button there.
We'll be ready.
What you know about rolling down in the deep? It's got to be music all
gotta
the time.
Got to put music,
they can't do anything without the, they got to touch it. They got to put their own touches on. It's not enough that God made an amazing hit on a golf ball.
Right.
Boom.
Just let it sit.
No, that's not, I got to add a song.
Right.
And a song that doesn't really fit.
Yeah.
It was not timed well.
No.
Let the moment sit at least for a second.
Yeah. You got to have like a golf announcer going, what a shot.
Right. We have a woman on the line who says she's in a relationship with an alien. Right. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
So people immediately think you're nuts, right?
No. I mean, yeah, sure. But I mean, the thing is, aliens, you know, recently... With all the declassified data, I think people are a little bit more open to, like, the idea that aliens are real. Because, you know, you can't deny that. So if I'm dating an alien, like, why not date an alien if they're real,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
How long has this relationship been going on?
It's fresh. You know, it's only been about a month. We celebrated our anniversary. It's obviously a long-distance relationship.
Right.
Happy anniversary.
But
like years or...
Yeah, 1 month. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's only been 1 month, like,
what
official,
did you guys,
but...
What did you guys do to celebrate?
We had dinner. We're very private because I'm always concerned. It's all about the safety, you know. I'm always concerned that, like, when he comes over here, you know, the CIA, all that, like, I don't want people to experiment on him. So I kind of tend to keep it low-key.
No kidding. So he actually came here
right,
to
dinner.
Celebrate.
And
you guys actually physically had dinner together.
Yeah, we physically had dinner together.
Have you guys had physical, just a personal question. You don't have to answer it, but have you had a physical relationship?
Yeah, yes and no, because aliens, they do everything telepathically, so we've had a telepathic physical relationship. We do everything that a normal couple does.
Mind screw, gotcha.
Well, I mean, you want to call it that, but like, because that's how it started. I was like making these jokes about aliens, posting. I have a funny Instagram, so it was like talking about aliens, and they just picked it up like telepathically, and they came to visit me, and he was the captain of a small UFO, and one thing led to another. I mean, no offense, but men are trash, so these days it's kind of better to date aliens.
Well, you know, a lot of times you start a relationship and you think, this guy's the best,
right.
This girl's
brand
the
new.
Best.
It's brand new.
And then as time goes on, you know, so, I mean, you're a month in. Let's not get crazy here. You might find out that they're not that much better.
Well, I've had a lot of response. I have to say, I've had a lot of response on social media from, like, guys from Earth, like, people who felt like challenged by this.
We want to date a real man.
Exactly right. Watch telepathically, yes.
So this is weird. I want to believe you, but I also am skeptical.
I mean, it just seems so sudden, you know?
Well, no, it is.
Him.
No, she makes a good point. All of a sudden, everybody in government, or many, decide to start talking about aliens, and they're declassifying stuff. Yeah. And former President Obama says yes, and people who have flown jets for the United States military. Is that him now?
He's calling.
Is that him?
Oh, no.
It's interesting that
I'm
happened
sorry.
As I'm talking to you.
Right. That's the government.
That's like that was supposed to be telepathic, but it came out loud.
Wow. Was your mouth
loud.
Was your mouth open?
No, it was him. It was him. We're still experimenting with communication because obviously he doesn't speak the language. So
he's texting you good morning.
It's on and off. Yeah, he always
he
does.
He sent you a
he
picture. He just woke up.
How's my boobums? Yes.
Actually, I have to say, like, for anyone who's considering dating an alien, like, if that's, like, a concern in terms of, like, physical intimacy, like, I cannot recommend it enough.
He pitches a galaxy every morning. Mm-hmm. Yes.
How is that?
Yeah.
How is it different?
Like a Milky Way, for one.
Because they're so much more powerful. They have so much energy to them. Everything is like amplified times 1,000.
Wow.
We can't even go like the full way because it would like it's so powerful it might kill me. So we're taking it slow.
You'd feel the Andromeda strain, yes.
Wow, it's almost like taking some kind of a strong medication.
Right.
You have to slowly get on it, and then you get up to a full dose.
Yeah,
by the way, are you on medication?
No.
Okay.
Just checking.
I'm sure people ask that.
Just take a blue
galaxy
pill.
People,
a blue galaxy pill.
yes, I take Patron on Fridays and Saturdays.
Yes. It's prescribed
for him. No, I'm not on medication.
Okay.
I'm just a regular person who, you know, was dating Earthmen and just decided that it's literally better to get abducted by aliens.
No, but you're making jokes on your Instagram or whatever, and clearly, like, this captain of a small alien vessel noticed you. I was like, huh. So, like, I just picture him. Like, do they look like us, or are they just, like, a light to be a pattern, or what is it?
Right, what is it?
I didn't see their true form, because, like their true form is so like there's like a lot of light around them, so it could like harm us if we see them like in their true form. So they just take on these forms that we can appreciate and understand, and they just look like the standard, you know, pop culture aliens.
Do you think that this could be your imagination?
Vanilla Ice.
No, it wasn't my imagination. Because the physical intimacy was so good, nobody could
imagine
that.
Right, this is
not, you know?
Yeah, this isn't a good dream. This is something real.
Hold
on one second. Some of the tribe members want to ask you questions. Hello, okay. Chaz and AJ. Hello?
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 Yeah.
Hello?
This is Gleep Glorp from Omicron per CIA. I would like to take her out on a date, please.
Oh, wow.
You get a lot of this?
Yes, swipe left.
Well, I can't, like, I'm oh, well, hi. You sound really nice, and I'm sure you're a nice alien, but I'm taken. I'm seeing someone at the moment. It wouldn't be right.
Too bad. I have a big spaceship.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Good to know. Yes.
By spaceship, you mean.
You did say your guy is a commander of a small spaceship.
Right. So he's got a big spaceship.
I see.
Could be a rocket.
Yeah, yeah, but...
And what do you know about this guy? How do you know this alien's not married? Or... You know what I mean?
Seriously, aliens, right, galaxy?
Aliens,
you know, people do ask me that, like, because it's like such an Earth thing to, like, yeah, like, he's got a girlfriend in every galaxy, yeah. But they can't lie. They don't lie.
They can't lie.
So he wouldn't lie to me.
He could be lying about that. I don't lie.
They don't have the capacity to lie.
How do you know that,
so that's why... They're more advanced than we are.
Yeah, because they're more advanced, so they're, like, more, like, ethically advanced.
We would be like the drunk people at 3 a.m. We'd be the easiest people to convince of anything.
Oh, totally, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep,
of course
exactly,
I'm going to love you tomorrow.
Right, yeah.
Always. Of course, I don't have the ability to lie.
I'll be right back.
I have a feeling you're trying to drive a wedge between me and my boyfriend.
No, I'm just asking you questions you should be asked.
We're protecting you here. You know, we don't know this guy, what galaxy you're from, you know?
Yeah.
Well, do you think I should, like, send out a little spy mission on him?
No, I don't know what you should do. I'm just asking you questions,
yeah,
and I'm just throwing things out there. I'm just leaving it open for all the possibilities.
I think he's faithful, because that's, like, kind of, like, the whole point of, like, you know, dating, like, you know, Tinder, Bumble, all that stuff. Like, so many people on there actually do lie, and, like, they're married or in a relationship, you know, secretly.
First of all, he found you through Instagram.
Yep.
Okay, you were posting stuff about aliens.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, so he's scrolling through.
That's some account, yeah. He's trolling.
And he found you.
He didn't,
he's
trolling, but it wasn't DMs, though. He didn't DM me. It was, he saw it telepathically. He connected with me telepathically. He wasn't just, like, DMing me on Instagram.
Oh.
You were even on a spaceship,
he's not that
kind
of guy.
Too.
Were you on the spaceship?
Yeah.
I was taken to the spaceship. That's
for 20 minutes.
Not. Mm-hmm. Just about
Starship
that time.
Also.
Mm-hmm.
A 20-minute date. God, this guy's figured it
out. And Jared, we built this city of rock and roll.
What did the spaceship look like?
It was just like a small spaceship.
Like a Boston album cover?
Small crew.
Right.
I'm not sure. Like, it all happened, like, so quickly, and my eyes were on him. But, yeah, they had, like, it was, like, there's, like, this metallic, like, light around. And they had,
like
screens and devices.
Big pardon?
And they all looked like gray aliens.
Gray?
Yeah, well, kind of like, greenish gray.
Like seniors?
Like,
or?
Like green.
Hey,
sorry?
We're wrong again. What, like senior citizens? Or
no, not like that.
Oh, okay.
And
no,
if there was a movie
that
you could say, well, mm-hmm, they kind of resembled the aliens in this movie, which movie would that be?
I wouldn't be able to say, but I'm not really into alien movies, but they just resemble whatever, like, you know, the conspiracy images from, like, Area 51 and stuff.
Yeah, you said
but
tall and thin with big
taller
eyes, so kind of like at the end of Close Encounters. Now, come on, remember that part at the end?
No, they were just in the shadow, right?
They were kind of like, but that was kind of like what you saw. It was like tall, thin, big eyes.
Very tall.
With the green, with the shine around them, you know, behind them, yeah, the light.
Mm. Yeah, with big eyes, big, beautiful brown eyes.
Wow.
No glasses. Mm. Right?
That's fascinating.
Imagine the size of sunglasses.
They're very romantic, you know, like he is the perfect gentleman. I don't like, and I'm not here like, because obviously not all men, I want to say all men are trash, but so many are. That, like, for anyone who's dating men currently, if they're considering something else, I think interspecies dating is the future.
Okay, hold on.
Is there a cider or what?
We're talking to Abby Bella. She's a London actress who I'm sure some people have thought that maybe you're doing this to get publicity for your acting career. She says she's in a relationship with aliens.
Yes.
And we're not judging. We're just asking.
Yes.
And Matt and Danbury.
Hey, so, you know, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, bro.
But you know, I'm listening to this. My question, you know, when you were abducted, you know, were you by any chance taking a selfie on top of a tower?
That's interesting.
Right.
Yes, it's a very shocking experience.
Yes, she was struck by lightning.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah.
No, there were no selfies and no towers.
Okay.
Although I do live in a very tall building, so.
And I got to tell you, Abby seems very nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm a little skeptical because you're an actress, and I think sometimes actresses do things to get PR.
Right.
We had Sue from Norwalk call, who was flaming mad.
Right.
She made Phil mad.
So, well, she wasn't flaming mad, but she did make me very upset because she was just accusing us of taking advantage of this situation, and she was taking a lot of liberties with the information, I feel like, that she was accusing us with.
Well, she thinks that Abby is suffering from some kind of mental illness or something.
Yes, and then was blaming us
right,
for
Abby?
Taking advantage of that situation.
Right. So you get this
no,
a lot, right?
No, I did, but I, like, just to be clear, yeah, I don't feel like I'm being exploited right now, so I think we're all good. If anyone's concerned about that, I love being on this show. I love your show. I'm going to listen to it in the mornings now as well.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
First of all, find me one person who on the meter of mental illness would register perfectly. There's not one that exists on the planet. We're
right.
all at different levels
oh, trust
of,
me.
Defective, yeah. of defectiveness.
I'm in this room for a reason.
Well, I think that's a good point. I think it's like more like, I think it's worse to be like in a relationship with an earth man as a woman with self-respect and like bring trash home and then just like pretend that everything's okay.
Hmm.
I think a lot of people do that too, you know, like they compromise with relationships and then they just become unhappy. I think it's better to be out there than unhappy.
Christine from East Haven has a question. Christine.
Hello.
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 Hi, Abby.
Hi.
I have some questions for you and they're genuine. I'm not making fun of you at all.
Okay.
How do I find an alien boyfriend?
Oh, see? You want the hookup.
That's
oh,
a great...
My
that could be a problem for all of us now. Women right. discover there's a better place.
Right.
There's a better club down the street.
Where is this place exactly?
Yeah. I know. Like, do I wave in the sky and flag him down? I mean, like, what do I do?
Give it a shot.
That is a great question. You should follow my Instagram. I'm going to be giving some updates and some advice.
What's your Instagram?
For people who want to check out Interspecies Dating. My Instagram is Abby Bella. That's ABBIEBELA.
ABBIEBELA.
Abby Bella.
Let's see what comes up.
Uh-huh. Abby Bella. Okay. Abby Bella.
That's it.
And so I have some alien stuff on there, but I'll be putting out more stuff on, like, you know, dating aliens, advice about...
Okay, hold on, Abby.
There's your relationships.
Your profile picture is you holding a banana. Now, is that you talking to your alien boyfriend?
On the phone.
Into the banana?
Yeah.
Is that the phone?
No, that's just... That was the pre-alien era, so it's just me using the phone as a prop to...
I got you.
Oh, I was going to say it's your former boyfriend.
Call someone in a scotch. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No. He doesn't need those. Because it's telepathic. We don't need these, like, props and stuff.
Now, gotcha. There's a picture of you holding a green alien inflatable doll. That is not him.
That is a representation, I guess, of him. It's, like, somewhat, like... symbolic of, you know, how I feel when he's not here.
Right.
He, like, that's, like, who I can cuddle.
Gotcha.
I gotcha.
But he looks like we do?
No, they look like aliens. They like, they're very, like, tall and lanky, but because it's telepathic and they have such strong energy, they can take on any form. So
okay.
if you're dating an alien...
Christine, thank you very much. Abby, we got to go, but I'm fascinated.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And are you a London actress?
Yeah, I'm based in London.
All right. You don't have an accent.
Like a London accent?
Yes.
Yeah. No, because I'm not British.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Based in London.
Right.
Okay. All right, Abby, we got to get you back on. Thank
yes.
you for coming on, and we're linked up to your stuff on the radio station website.
Thank you so
All
much,
right,
and maybe
you.
You'll get abducted, too.
All right.
Good luck.
All right, thank you. I don't know.
If don't pay
I was going to say I'm good here, but then, you know.
You never know.
You never know.
You never
Maybe
know.
They have better pizza. Everyone has heard this story already, I think, about the entire Burger King staff quitting all at once.
Yep.
And they wrote on the sign, the big sign that's under the giant Burger King logo.
Where the specials go, yeah.
Right.
2-for-1 Whopper, things like that. Yeah.
The marquee.
Right.
Sorry for the inconvenience.
What burger is that?
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. On the phone right now is Kylie Johnson, former Burger King employee. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, you sound like, you sound very sweet.
Right, no
You
coffee.
Don't sound as mad as I pictured you just being mad.
Right, flame broiled, everything, yes.
So what happened?
It was a lot that led up to...
I feel like I'm at the drive-thru speaker at a Burger King right now. Like, oh my God. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Sandwich!
No, you're good. No, like, it just was a lot that kind of added up, and we got sick of it, and so...
How long were you working there?
About 7 months.
7 months.
Seven hard months, yes.
All right, and then what was... What was wrong? There was an air conditioning problem, right?
Yep, the air conditioner was out, and so the kitchen would get super hot. They would be, you know, name-calling from upper management.
Oh.
Just saying inappropriate things to...
Wow.
Well, that's not right.
No, name-calling's not good.
No, so this is actually... this is probably best-case scenario for them, because there could have been a whole HR nightmare.
Truth.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah. Who coordinated? So there was air conditioning. There was name calling from staff, which not great.
Yeah, not cool anywhere.
No. Yeah. The people who the management doesn't even like, they don't even know how to run a Burger King. Like, they've never worked in a Burger King.
Wait, are you saying that you have managers that don't know how to manage?
When did that start happening?
Oh, my God. Where does that happen?
Impossible.
Are you saying?
Right. Also impossible.
Oh, my God.
There are people running a fast food place that don't know how to run a fast food place?
I am shocked.
What?
I am shocked. Wow. Well, are you saying?
Yes. Okay. Okay, so air conditioning, name calling, bad managers. What else was going on?
You know, they just aren't, you know, they wouldn't fix anything. They're not listening. Like, even, like, when we would go higher than the other bosses, they would try to say we were lying about things and stuff like
that. So you had no recourse. So you tried to talk to them about it. They didn't want to listen. And they said, all right, I'm going to take it to the next level.
Right.
Went to the next level.
Right.
They cut you down, shut you down.
Exactly, right. Yeah. So you write the marquee and leave.
And not to mention that working at a fast food place, you also have to deal with the customers.
Yes, you do.
Who,
right.
You know, we're not always the easiest people to get along with.
That'd be me, yes.
Yeah.
I'm that guy.
Yeah.
We actually really loved our customers.
They really? Loved you.
We had a lot of them.
Wow. That's...
So they're probably all bummed out
so
right
who
now.
Came up with the idea, you know what we should do? We should all leave. Like, I'm wondering why you guys just didn't find another job, give 2 weeks' notice, and be out of there.
Well, we actually did. We all put in our 2 weeks.
Same time.
The GM put in her 2 weeks first, and then once she had told us, we all put in our 2 weeks. And we had all worked all of them, or, like, finished our 2 weeks. And on the last day of our 2 weeks, that's when the sign went up.
Oh. Mm. That changes everything.
Yeah, really. They didn't mention that part in the news.
No, they didn't.
No, left that part out.
No, I think it's the sign that caught everyone's attention. Whose idea was it to do that?
It was kind of a joke between us employees.
Yeah.
Like, so we all quit with, like, that was, like, our jokes to upper management. And then the sorry for the inconvenience, that was, like, a genuine apology to our customers.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a whole different story than what's being reported.
Yeah.
I'm 100% on your side now. So you didn't, like, you guys didn't lock the door or walk out and leave it open and say, sorry, right. We're out of here.
Yeah, help yourself.
That was just a sign. Yeah. You guys all put your 2 weeks in.
Right.
And at the last day of your 2 weeks, you put the sign up, basically saying goodbye to your customers.
Right. They should have hired somebody in that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't try at all to replace us or anything. Like, they thought that it was a joke.
They moved people around, right? They moved the other staff around.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
I think I read that they took staff maybe from other Burger Kings, and they just tried to, instead of hiring some people new, they tried to fill in the empty spots.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they tried to, but they're still super understaffed, so a lot of I've been hearing from previous customers that they'll try to go to that Burger King, and they get told that they're too understaffed to serve them.
Wow. It's a tough time now, anyway, to find people anywhere.
Exactly, yep. Everybody's on unemployment.
Yeah.
But you were able to find a job. You have a job now?
I've had a job. I've been working two jobs for months.
Oh, wow. So you're a hard worker.
And I'm a full-time student.
In a time where you could be collecting unemployment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. This is, I sound surprised, and I shouldn't be. That I've read something that's not true.
Oh, my God. When did that start happening? First management, now the news, now the media?
Like, if you could see me
Impossible.
Right now, I have a big jackass head.
Right.
Like, damn!
Wow. Oh, my God, the media lied to us. What's next?
Wait.
Breaking news.
This is wrong?
Maybe they didn't improve the taste of dog food.
You guys did all the right things. You complained. You went to the next level.
All the right channels.
You put your 2 weeks in. You waited your 2 weeks. And then you put a sign up. And that was
very,
the
very
sign
nice
caught everyone's imagination.
Yep.
And it went viral.
Yep.
Are you surprised at how viral this went?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, have you been getting contacted from other countries or... Right.
Has Oprah called?
Yes, Oprah called.
Burger King!
Yeah, what kind of calls have you been getting?
We just didn't expect it to blow up at all because, to us it was just a joke. And
yeah.
So then, it's been our Facebook that have just been blowing up. We didn't even think that, all of these people would want to talk to us or would be interested in the whole story or anything.
Well, it's a much better story now.
No surprise.
Before, it just seemed like you guys just decided to leave this place, just walk out.
En masse, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't know you follow all the proper channels.
All right.
Yeah. We all put in our 2 weeks. We all worked our 2 weeks. The upper management, literally did not try to get us to stay until it was, maybe 3 or 4 days before our 2 weeks was up, and they were begging us to stay another 2 weeks.
Nah.
And then, there was people who had, one of the people who had quit, she'd been there for 18 years.
Never
wow.
Worked
another year. Wow, it's a lot of whoppers.
And all they offered her was a dollar raise to stay.
What is she making now?
Right.
I'm not sure what she was making, but I do know that she had complained that what she was making was what they were hiring people at.
What were you making?
I was making...
Drum roll, please.
$12.25.
Right.
That's what you were hired at.
I was hired at $11.50, but they had to up my pay because of what they had to hire new crew members at.
You had to match that, yeah.
So after 18 years, this person was making around between $11.50 and $12.25.
That's not right.
That bites.
No.
Yeah. Also, I mean, you leave. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, but you get free lunch,
Yeah.
Yeah. And they offered her to stay.
And a coupon.
Now, this is not an important question, but I'm curious. At the end of your shift, if there were some Whoppers laying around, can you take them home and eat them?
No.
No?
What?
You got to, put them off to the side?
You have to waste them out.
You have to what? Throw them out?
Waste. Count them as waste.
Oh.
Count them as waste.
Right.
And then what? Then you could take him?
I mean, technically, you're not supposed to.
That's the benefit of working there.
Right.
Apparently not.
It used to be they'd put it all in like a nice bag and put it outside. And if you found that bag, you had like a ton of food.
I had a friend of mine who used to work the late shift at one of these places.
And you wait for it,
And they would bring in bags.
Right. Here you go.
Here we go. Here, this is what we're going to throw out at the end of the night.
Everybody?
Of course, he didn't work there long, so maybe.
Maybe they found out about it. That whole camera thing.
Isn't it better that they give them to their employees than just throw them in the garbage?
Right.
Or
homeless?
Yes.
See?
Wow.
That's not right.
All right. Well, how old are you?
I'm 24.
All right. Well, good for you. Yeah. Sounds like you did all the right things.
Exactly. Right. You're a hard worker. Two
I'm
jobs.
Glad we got you on the phone.
Yeah.
The story I have in front of me, Kylie, is so far from what I heard from you. It's two different stories.
It made you look bad.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, it cut out all of the details. They probably didn't even get the details to put in.
Yeah.
They probably saw the post and made a story from that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. The sign.
Yeah. So.
You revolters?
Yeah.
Yes.
Would you work there again if they changed everything?
No.
You're done.
Yes, moving on.
Are you done with all fast food or just that place?
Fast food, I'm over it.
Good for you.
No more smocks for you.
Good for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or hats.
Yeah.
Did you ever work the drive-through speaker?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that your favorite part?
No.
Okay. Would you say that's your least favorite?
Yes.
People are mean, right? So now we have people. Now we all go to the drive-through speaker.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a couple things we should know as we're approaching?
Right, for etiquette.
Right. Some things we do wrong. I'm going to tell you one thing. Have your order ready.
Yeah, know what you want.
Oh, please.
Please don't like go through the whole, what about this?
What do you kids want?
Yeah.
That's the worry. What do you kids want? Oh, God, really? You didn't make a list? You were sitting there the whole damn time.
Maybe they couldn't see the menu from all the way back
there. I'll order for you. Shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and like now with like all the coupons, it's like, you should say that if you have a coupon that you want to use.
Oh, right,
the coupon people.
Coupons, right, couponers, damn it.
So just say that right up front. Yeah. I have coupons.
I have a 2-for-1 for Whoppers.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, you know, like put 2 Whoppers and did it totally, like, oh, great, I got to
okay,
have.
Good info.
Okay, good to know.
What else?
Just being respectful, you know, it just goes a long way to treat people who work in fast food with respect. You know, a lot of people have a negative perception about fast food workers, and they often carry that into the...
Absolutely. Don't let the fact that you couldn't plan your hunger correctly...
Yeah, don't take it out on...
Don't be hangry.
Don't take it out on people you haven't even met.
Right. There's one...
So now AJ...
Yeah, hello. Get to me. But you know what? I'm sure she would not mess my order up. Okay.
AJ had his order messed up at Taco Bell.
Yes.
He drove back through the drive-through window and crumpled up his food and threw it into the window.
Right.
Is that something that you've had happen to you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, yeah.
What day?
That's a Wednesday morning. Every day.
They called it a return. They write down as a waste.
All right.
I didn't hit anybody, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to let you go. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. Good luck with your future.
Yes.
And it sounds like you guys and girls did all the right things.
Thank you for letting me come out here and speak for a little bit.
Oh, no, absolutely. Talking about summertime blockbusters with movie critic Joe Meyer. I don't even want to call him a movie critic. He loves movies.
It's true, yeah.
He's even nice to bad ones.
He's movie approver.
Movie lover.
Yes.
Movie
Good
lover.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right, here's Joe's top 5 summer blockbuster movies of all time. This is Joe's list.
Okay. Joe.
This is my list.
Joe.
Yeah. Number one is the quintessential summer movie, the movie that started the whole summer movie phenomenon, Jaws.
Yep, absolutely.
It is the perfect summertime movie because it takes place in summer, on the water.
Right. Yep.
In a beach community that survives, its economy survives in the summer.
Right.
And it opened in the summer, and it was a summer blockbuster.
And Beaches did terribly that year. That's how much of an impact it had. Nobody went in the water.
Yeah, I was actually working for a newspaper on the Delaware Shore then, and it's true. Everybody was seeing sharks, you know, where there weren't sharks the summer before, and it scared people.
Yep, yeah. I bet your pool sold well.
Absolutely. And people stopped swimming at night. You know, they really did.
Oh, yeah. That opening scene.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because that opening is just unforgettable.
Yep.
Seeing that movie now is like going to see a band, and as these scenes unfold in the movie, you're like, I forgot this hit song. I forgot they did this.
Right.
And you see all these things that are in pop culture now, the quotes that people say, images. You're like, wow, this is a greatest hit out. Like, there's so many great moments.
Right, and there's no cheesiness to it. I mean, it's not like you look like, oh, God,
It holds up.
It does.
Yeah.
And it was only Spielberg's second movie. You know, I mean, it's incredible.
What was his first movie?
His first movie was a movie called The Sugar Land Express with Goldie Hawn. It came out the year before.
I love her.
It was kind of a chase movie. It's set in Texas. She's searching for her baby, which has been taken for her. It's actually a fun movie.
Wow, but that one put him on the charts.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, my gosh.
A little bit, yep.
And really not a lot of special effects. It's just people acting. Yeah. And then, you know, a mechanical shark that never worked.
Bruce, yeah.
Because the shark didn't work, they were clever, you know, and they used that sort of point of view camera for the shark, which actually I think made it much more scary than seeing the shark. You know, that opening scene, you just see the effect of the shark tossing that girl around, and it's horrifying.
And the most iconic movie line ever, we need a bigger boat.
Right. And that's the thing about the movie. You see, there's so many lines like that. You're like, oh my God, this thing is just chock full of hits.
Right.
Oh, man. And three great actors, you know, in the leads. I mean, just such chemistry between them when they go out looking for the shark. You know, just fabulous.
I love when Richard Dreyfuss gets pissed off. He's yelling at the mayor.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to literally swim up and bite you in the ass.
Yeah.
When Quint walks in, the whole town is going crazy, like how they're going to deal with the shark. And he just comes in. And he runs his fingernails down that blackboard. Such a famous scene.
Yep. Yes.
Just a guy in his hand going down a blackboard.
Yep. And the whole town.
And everyone stops talking. Yep. And then he's just such the perfect person to play this role of a ship captain.
Won't be easy.
The movie.
The big one.
The I'll get you, shark. Already going to be great before that scene.
Yes.
That scene kicks it into the final gear. It's like, okay, we're operating at this speed for the rest of the movie.
It'll swallow your whole.
Yeah.
But Dan, can you quote that scene?
Oh, no, I'll be honest with you. No.
Be living on welfare all winter.
Vote for the ante up.
Yeah.
We're living on welfare by winter. Yes.
I'll get you, Shaq.
Right. But that's 10,000.
Was it 10,000?
Yeah.
It seems like such a good deal now.
Is it for 3,000? I'll find him for you.
You think about how
but I'll kill him
die.
For 10.
Yeah.
How bad the business got. 10 grand seems like a good deal.
Yeah.
But he
said, he said for three, for three, I'll find him for $3,000. I'll find him for you, but I'll kill him for 10.
Yeah.
For that you get the head, the tail, the whole damn thing.
Thank you, Mr. Quint.
Well, take into consideration.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, it's the best. When the guy, what kind of shark is that? It's a tiger shark. A what?
A what?
A what?
Oh, that is such a great friggin' movie.
I still see articles about it, too, like stuff that was cut out of the movie. That
It's on every day.
Well, the book is a lot different. In the book, he has... Richard Dreyfuss has an affair with Brody's wife.
And I think Brody gets killed in the book, doesn't he?
And he dies at the end. I remember when I saw the film for the first time, I was like, oh, no, this guy's going to get killed. And I was so happy they changed that.
Another great line. Smile, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's
totally. Can AJ do the independence monologue he does when they're on the ship? He talks about that real shark attack. Come on. Hear that.
That's a long one.
Yes, it is.
That's a long one.
That's
that would be the rest of the show. Yeah.
That's another one where the theater was just in silence.
Yep.
And you could just hear him talking.
The boat is rocking. Like, even just the ambiance is perfect.
Yep.
That's a perfect scene.
Perfect.
My guess is that he tested for that role. Like they tested people reading that scene. Yeah. Like you have to be able to do this scene.
Right.
If you can do this, we'll give you the whole deal.
The whole damn thing. Right.
Totally.
The check, the rights, the whole damn thing.
Yeah. What a great movie.
Yeah.
So, by the way, I looked at your list. I'm going to watch all these movies in the next couple of weeks because they're so great. And I haven't seen any of them in so long.
Yeah. I tried to boil it down to really the all-time favorites.
It's all right, tough. So Joe's top five summer blockbusters of all time. Jaws is number one. Number two?
How could it not be?
Yeah.
Number two, it came 2 years after Jaws, Star Wars.
Yes.
You know, another movie that helped launch the summer blockbuster season that made more money, I think, in a week than any movie had ever made.
There were lines down the block, like in December.
Oh, my
gosh.
Absolutely.
Yeah, how did everybody know that it was so great? I remember that energy. And there was...
Actually what they did that was really smart, people don't remember this. They opened it in May, not wide. It was like in 80 theaters just to generate word of mouth and press coverage in those theaters. And then it opened wider a month later. And by then, everybody wanted to see it. And there were just lines all over the place.
That's brilliant.
Yep.
Yeah, word of mouth is what really sold that movie.
Yeah, because there was no internet. Social media, nothing.
No.
It was television and radio.
We actually talked.
Newspaper.
And poor George Lucas had one studio, Universal, which had made American Graffiti, rejected Star Wars. They thought it was nuts.
Are you kidding me? Can you imagine being that person?
Yep.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
We're going to Burger King right
now.
Yeah. Living with
managing one in Nebraska.
Exactly.
Wow. And that's another movie, from the music to the scenes the lines. Just totally iconic.
Everything. Yep.
Perfectly cast.
One of the greatest on-screen villains of all time, Darth Vader.
Yep.
In that
movie. Absolutely. Yep.
And that's the guy's second movie. Now, he had special effects, but, man, he pulled off miracles.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, and for what was then considered, not a super high budget. I mean, he had to make that movie on a budget because even 20th Century Fox, which okayed it, didn't want to spend a ton of money. They were nervous about it. They thought it would be like a kiddie matinee film.
And who in their right mind is not turned on that whole choking thing with your family for the last time?
Yeah.
To a coworker. Your family for the last time.
Such a good, I was just over young Chaz's house Monday, and he has a toaster that's
it has like
C-3PO.
Oh, cool!
Oh, that's cool.
And you put the toast in, and when you push it down for the bread to go in, it goes makes the sound the C-3PO sound.
Yeah,
right. And then right before it pops, it makes that sound. I'm like, this is how many decades later they're still making money just off of. Stuff.
Oh, man. I want to hear the Star Wars theme when that bread comes out.
Well, does it have his picture on the bread when it comes out? I've seen those toasters, too.
Oh, I've seen those, too.
Yeah, so Volkswagen.
Oh, I didn't even ask you. I don't think so. I think it's just a toast.
Oh, that would be cool.
Right.
But that is a great number two because it's it could be number one. It started so much money. There can't be a movie franchise that has made more money in the box office. DVDs, VCR, rentals, merchandising.
Oh, my God. Yep.
Even just the investment into making the new movies.
And yesterday, The Mandalorian, a spinoff on streaming, was nominated for 27 Emmy Awards.
Wow.
It's so good. It is so good.
Wow.
It's like a dish shot,
so it keeps giving.
Number three?
Number three is another Spielberg movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark, 1981, which was produced by Lucas, so it was their collaboration. And I still remember.
Absolutely.
I still remember that.
Movie making.
Yep.
Absolutely. I remember that summer. It was at the old showcase in Orange, and there was a line of cars extending down onto 95 of people waiting to get in that parking lot to see Raiders.
That beginning
was a phenomenon.
Scene, when he gets that thing from the cave and that ball starts and then just as he escapes that big ball, all these people are shooting arrows at him. He's like, stop the plane, stop the plane.
You're right, though. Another one starts immediately.
Yep.
Not a wasted second at the beginning of
right
the movie.
From the get-go.
Great opening.
Such a classic movie.
Yep. Snakes. Why is there going to be snakes?
Yeah.
Me is like spiders. Always like spiders.
Yeah. And they're making a new one. And you know, Harrison Ford turned 79.
79 is Raiders of the Lost
79.
Ark. Yeah, it's Raiders and the mystery of the childproof cap. Yep. In this one, the chase scenes are a lot slower with left turn signal on. Indiana Jones and the frozen yogurt.
And I have to call him Wyoming Jones.
Exactly. He's got a white belt and matching shoes. Now it's retirement. It's a golf cart.
Yeah, 15 minutes of the movie is just him walking from the left of the screen to the right.
With that music. And instead of like a ball, somebody who fell down behind him in the escalator. Yep.
I think Tom Selleck was originally supposed to be Indy.
He was, and he wasn't let out of his Magnum contract, is what I read. You know, they wouldn't let him take off, and,
really?
You know, it went to Harrison Ford. Yeah, that's a true story.
Is it really?
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's what they say. That's what they say.
Because Lucas already had experience with him on American Graffiti and Star Wars. It's just a natural to put him in.
It seems totally natural.
Wow. Can you imagine?
Yep.
Imagine
I
being
can't.
Tom Selleck.
With that mustache.
And doing episodic television now.
Yeah. And those eyebrows.
And thinking, I could have been Indiana friggin' Jones.
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard Harrison Ford actually called him for dinner and goes, I got the job, click.
You know what's interesting about that is that when Tom Selleck did make a movie, he played some person from like that era.
Yes, he did. I can't remember the name.
Like an old World War II airplane.
Yes,
yeah, that mustache.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, he never cut the mustache off, Phil.
He had that Southwest camel look.
Yeah.
Can you look up Tom Selleck's first movie?
Okay.
When there wasn't 3 Men and a Baby.
Some stupid movie.
It went nowhere.
It like died. It was out of theaters week two.
Oh.
Totally. On cable week three.
It was Magnum IPA.
Myra Breckinridge?
No.
Is it?
He had bit roles before this movie you're thinking of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this 7 minutes?
No.
1971, Daughters of Satan, 72.
That was a romantic movie.
Daughters of Satan.
You have to go to the 80s.
The 80s. Wow. All right, TV. Midway, 1976.
Midway.
Nope.
The Washington Affair, 77.
Nope.
Coma, 78.
Who knew?
That was the audience.
TV. Rockford Files, TV. High Road to China.
Oh,
that's it.
That was kind of like an Indiana Jones-esque type movie, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, I believe that was it.
Yep. Adventure film. I even kind of dressed kind of like.
Yeah, during World War One, an alcoholic American biplane pilot is hired by the spoiled daughter of an industrialist to find her father who disappeared in Asia.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. The band?
Wow, can you imagine if he was Indiana Jones?
Yep.
I know. He'd be making that movie right now.
Would he? Or would Raiders not have been a great movie?
Yeah, well, that's the million-dollar question, you know, with casting. Would it have been a totally different movie? Would it not have had that spark without Harrison? And Harrison Ford had great chemistry with Karen Allen in that movie, too.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
another thing. She was terrific.
Now, the next movie on your list has a switch of casting. They were filming, and then they decided this person doesn't work, and then they switched. Number four on your list of top five summer blockbuster movies of all time.
Back to the Future. You know, and Eric Stoltz was fired after, I think, 2 weeks of filming, and they brought in Michael J. Fox.
Terrific move.
Yeah, it is.
There's no doubt about
Stoltz it. Stoltz's a great actor, but Michael J. Fox definitely got it.
Yeah, they said it just didn't have... You know, they wanted it to be funnier, you know, and he had made a lot of movies up to that point, some of the Brat Pack things, but they just decided it wasn't working and they pulled him out. Michael J. Fox came in and it was, you know, a blockbuster, and he was central to it being a blockbuster. He was perfect in that movie.
Yeah. That's one of those greatest moves ever.
Yep.
Because you could say, well, we got the guy under contract. We've already started filming. We're on a schedule. We got to just do it.
And the TV thing was getting in the way, too.
Yes. I think they had sort of circled around him before, but I think the TV thing was a problem. But when the amount of money they had to just eat, you know, for throwing away all of that stuff that they shot with Stoltz. That was a major decision for the studio and the filmmakers.
I mean,
that's
not back. Done.
It paid back big time.
Yeah.
But you rarely have someone fired from a movie once they start shooting it.
But you know what's the magic that these guys realized early is that, you know, Back to the Future, it's not really a lot of special effects. It is really just people acting. There's period piece, you know, and every now and then you see the car. And that's really it. But when you think of the movie, you think, oh, yeah, it's a futuristic, you know, it's really not that much. It was really all about the chemistry.
Exactly.
It was about the acting. And it was also, you know, the older audience loved the 50s nostalgia and the younger audience loved the whole setup.
Right.
And it was totally a movie. A DeLorean will not do 88 miles an hour. Underpowered.
But I remember being in the theater getting stressed out when here's the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Here it comes.
10,000 gigawatts.
You know, he can't start the car.
Oh, my God.
He's sweating.
They're so great at tension building.
Seriously. Yep.
Yeah.
And now number five, Joe.
Independence Day.
Nailed it.
You know, another summer movie that, you know, revolves around our summer holiday. Great Independence Day speech. I have a friend who can recite that speech like AJ was doing
when
speeches.
You want to, though. I don't know.
Really?
I was doing it. Shut up, man. The cop just pulled us over.
That's a cool party trick.
Yeah.
It really is.
I don't have a party trick. That would be... I want that to be my party trick.
Yeah, it's a party trick. Exactly.
You'll lose people. People will be like, all right, I get it. You could do it.
Yeah, but the it's ones who really want to hear will stay with
you. That's like 2.5 minutes long.
It is.
That's a lot of dialogue.
It is.
But yeah, this friend watches the movie religiously every July 4th.
Wow.
And recites it along with Bill Pullman.
When I was sitting in a theater watching this movie, I truly believed I was watching the greatest movie ever made.
At the time, it was.
I swear to God. And I just looked up what year it came out, and I was like, no, it can't be that year, because that would make me 32 years old, and that's embarrassing. Like, if I'm 18, it's cool. All right, I get it.
Right.
I was 32, and I'm watching this. I'm like, this movie is awesome.
I mean, we saw the birth of a movie star.
Yeah.
Totally.
Oh, Will Smith.
Totally. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It had an all-star cast in it, too.
Will Smith.
Oh, it was a great
Bill Pullman. Randy Quaid.
Yep.
Judd Hirsch, Jeff Goldblum, Harry Connick Jr.
Yeah.
was great.
Yeah.
I thought he's going to be in movies all the time now.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened?
What happened? I think he did a couple romantic movies.
He
was like,
too.
All right, you're that person.
His name's too long. That's it.
No, he was great in the movie.
They all were. It was really a perfect cast. It was just fun.
I was just looking at Liam Hemsworth was in that movie.
Liam Hemsworth.
Was it that one, or was it the one they just made?
No.
Because they did make a new one.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, they made a sequel.
Sounds like he must have been a baby.
Now it's Neat ID 4.
Yeah, he was too young.
Yes.
Harvey Fierstein.
Right.
That's right.
He died, didn't he? He's like, ah!
Yeah, he gets blown up in front of the Empire State Building.
On the phone with his therapist, right?
Right.
Can you look up that scene?
Right.
It's so great. Like, the moment right before he dies, like, ah!
Crazy.
Will Smith punches out an alien.
That's, okay, that's when you knew this guy's going to be around for a while.
Yeah.
And what the hell is that smell?
No one's ever punched out an alien before.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that was bad.
The Fresh Prince punched out an alien.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was. He was great.
And the helmet was what looked like the alien image that we think of with the big giant eyes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm like, yes, this makes sense, because they'd be wearing helmets here.
Right.
Yeah.
Who's that coughing?
What do you think? Oh, it's Elfie.
Oh.
I'm going to go punch out an Elfie.
The other alien.
We're looking for the scene now.
Yeah.
That is such a great movie. I'm going to watch all these movies. I have to watch Star Wars by myself. Jennifer's
weekend.
Not a fan.
A good weekend.
Yeah.
Right.
This is not where he dies, but it's one of his scenes early on, obviously before that.
Countdown's going to be over. And then what? Checkmate.
Sounds like a shower scene to me.
I think he's on the phone with his mother when he dies.
Ah!
I think he is. Yeah, he says he makes an expletive.
I'll be over later from my dinner. I'll call you 7.
Right before he dies.
And then the building blows up right in front of him.
Well.
Oh, was... Here we go.
Okay.
That's it. Goodbye.
Oh, crap. Wow. There's something of him in the movie where he goes, nah! And I thought, Jesus, that's...
He's stepping a Lego?
I didn't know if it was coming out of his mouth or his ass.
Half of his screen time, he's stuck in traffic just trying to leave the city.
Right.
Yes.
Come on, get out of the way.
Sounds like life, all right. Yep.
But everything gets blown up in that movie.
Yeah.
And that's when you could watch a movie and watch American iconic buildings get blown up and not think, oh,
absolutely.
Man, not a good sign. Yeah.
By the way, Vivica A. Fox, we got to mention her. She's in that movie.
She was the stripper girlfriend.
Right.
Wife or whatever. Yeah, she was very
exotic
good.
Dancer. Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody loves the scene where the dog jumps into the doorway just before the tunnel blows up. Because we didn't want that dog to die.
Of course not.
Yeah, right. In the little maintenance closet or whatever they're in.
Yeah, whatever it was. Yeah.
Everybody's exploding. They're like, we close this door and we're safe.
That was some door.
No, but right from the beginning of the movie, you know, like you see this, like, you know, this bass, and all of a sudden you hear meep, 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 meep. It's kind of what you pictured. This is how it would happen.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, what's that weird noise? Oh, let's check.
Right.
Oh, look. Hey, communication with an alien life form.
Oh my goodness.
And then fast forward minutes later, they're in the White House Oval Office briefing the president. And like, yeah, it should be entering our atmosphere in shortly.
Yes.
How long? 20 minutes.
Yes.
Damn!
Right.
that whole movie's great.
It is a great movie.
It sure is.
Ashley hasn't seen one movie on this list.
I can't believe it.
I'm like,
can you smell her embarrassment through your speaker?
That's true. Not one of those five movies have I seen.
Ashley, I think you would like all five, actually. Really.
I was in the room.
She wouldn't like Star Wars.
When Back to the Future was on the screen.
Okay.
I passed by once. Does that count?
No.
Ashley has October blockbusters.
Hey, I made it through 32 years somehow, just not watching these movies.
Yeah, you did.
I don't think that works, though.
I'd excuse it if you were 32 years. If she was like a marathon runner, she's like, I'm constantly outside. I have to be moving all the time.
Yeah. Oh, I've been reading all these great works.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm a painter, guys.
I've been painting the Sistine Chapel.
No, I saw a map 97 times. Like, it's embarrassing. It's All right. So, Joe, thank you. We're linked up to your stuff on the radio station website. Now a Major Motion Picture is a very fun podcast available on Spotify. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.